This is Chris Bricker for KPTZ. Each week, we bring you a series created by renowned translator of Chinese poetry, Bill Porter, A Journey Along the Silk Road. So sit back and enjoy the journey and lose yourself in the mystery of the Silk Road.
This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road. We're in Xinjiang province, and we've been visiting the ruins of the ancient city of Gaochang, 45 kilometers east of Turfan. On our way back to town, we also stopped at the Astana Tombs, just north of the ruins. Astana is Uyghur for capital city, and the tombs were where the capital city's elite were buried between the 5th and 10th centuries. The region where the tombs were located is Chinese equivalent to Death Valley or the Dead Sea, with only slightly more rainfall than the moon. And the extreme aridity of the area has helped keep the bodies buried here in a remarkable state of preservation. In some cases, the pupils of the corpses were still distinct when they were first found. But archaeologists have found more than bodies. They've also found a full range of clothing and even prepared foods, including dumplings and pastries that provide a fairly complete inventory of what the material side of life was like on the Silk Road 1,500 years ago. At present, more than 500 tombs have been uncovered here, and of these, 3 have been open to the public. But if you visit, remember to bring a flashlight. The tombs are located down narrow staircases far below ground level, and the caretakers don't seem to be interested in turning on the electricity except for tour groups, and then only for tour groups wise enough to pay the proper amount of bakshish. Over the entrance to tomb number 3, a plaque records the generous donation by a local travel company of 5,000 renminbi, the equivalent of nearly $1,000 US, which must have guaranteed the company a lifetime of electricity. Fortunately, we remembered our flashlights. This is Bill Porter on the Silk Road.
You can find past episodes of Bill Porter's journal in our podcast archive at kptz.org, where each adventure leads to another in a journey along the Silk Road.